MBK like Biggie, just bought a 9, yeah, shoot shit, Iggy. Got bangs, got bust, little nigga, I'm fit. Black truck filled up with a bunch of the gorillas. Almost got booked for selling that pill. Yank, scale, bail, send her through the mail. Hit the shit once, she screaming out ill. Cut with the numbers like I go to Yale. Passing her off like I cannot fail. Scar on my face, sealed. I get the green, yank, kale.
Cashing gel out of the street from the mail. Pocket look skinny, but you need to scale. Niggas be soft and these niggas be frail. Coke, fur, white, pep. Gun on my hip, clip, Pharrell. If Paris wild enough, I feel like Odell.
His body in bikini bottom with Gary the Snail. D'Angelo Bullen shit, how does it feel? My neighbors complaining like, what is that smell? I go wild, I go down like my cousin Sherelle. I'ma keep winning, they want me to fail. Pitching myself cause this shit is surreal. Off-white pale, green kale.
Flow is immaculate, my bitch is African. Moving the white Apollo, I be trafficking. Shopping on Fifth F, I'm wildin' on Madison. Price with the broccoli, my salmon be black. And Baltimore slang, a nigga be dragged. Moreno the infantry, fuck the high fashion. Color my car like a fruit. Passion so underrated, so nigga be spazzing.
Pill, spill, spill, send it through the mail.
Coke, per, white, pep, gun on my hip, clip, Pharrell.
Pill, spill, spill, send it through the mail.
Coke, per, white, pep, gun on my hip, clip, Pharrell.
Lil Baby once said, if she not gonna fuck, I won't make her. And I wanna know, what's all this hubbub about? Toxic masculinity.
I don't see it.
I don't see what the big deal is. He clearly said,
you know what's crazy?
If she won't fuck, I won't make her.
There's a lot of bars like that that are anti-rape.
Mm.
There's a lot of them.
Very.
They just get outshined by the bad ones.
Yeah.
It's easy target. It's easy to do. I feel like there hasn't been bad ones in a minute.
Hip hop is an easy target.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
You let a couple, she ain't even know it come through.
Yeah.
We outshine,
especially when
all
they're
the
big songs like that.
Yeah, all the work we put in, yeah, as a community.
Yep. I take anything but some pussy.
You know, listen, I'll take a lot of things. I'll take your bitch.
But I won't take her pussy.
With consent.
With consent. As and long as she says it's okay.
The important part. Welcome to Not That Serious, the podcast, everybody. Yeah, that's right. Applause, hell. You already know what it is. It's Big Mike.
LZ.
And we're back again for another week, and you already know what that means. Another week means another episode on you whore-ass niggas.
We skipped last week, though.
I don't recall. and that's as deep as we're going to get into that. Yo, man, niggas be tired, B.
Yeah, facts.
Niggas be having shit going
on. It was a busy
on.
Week.
Yeah.
Just a busy week.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
How was your weekend?
Weekend was cool. Went out to Philly. Mm-hmm. Went to for my girl's birthday. Niggas went to Drake night.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. Well, it was on the 7th, but anyway, yeah, happy birthday to her. No. But went to Drake night.
Let's get the happy birthdays out. A lot of birthday niggas.
Too many birthdays.
So happy birthday, Jazz. Happy birthday,
X.
Boy X. Happy birthday to Ant. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
That's my all boy, I can think of right now.
My boy Tane had a birthday. Who else? It's too many birthdays.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom had a birthday.
Shout out.
My dad's
mama.
Birthday is coming up.
Okay.
I don't know, man. It's so many July birthdays.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Shout out to all of y'all.
Y'all the opposite. Y'all likes to get it. No, these are these. Hold on. Let's do the
now
math.
I say, do the math.
Yeah. It's about time, y'all. These wintertime babies come
wintertime,
due.
Right? Yeah.
They come due.
It's cold outside. That's what it
they
is.
They come due.
Yep.
Y'all want to fuck around. Yeah, y'all's a bunch of...
Oh, man. Snowstorm babies.
Blizzard babies out this motherfucker. They come due around July.
Yeah.
And that's where y'all come from.
Right, shout out to y'all, though.
Yes. Frozen skeet children. How about y'all?
What?
Shout out to y'all.
How was your weekend, though? It was good? You was chilling?
I had a very nice weekend.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know, it was good.
I'll leave it at that.
Lots of Bible study.
Oh, okay.
And
Scripture readings,
yeah. You know. I've come to know that the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy is becoming... quickly becoming my favorite.
One of your favorites.
I really like the smiting in that chapter.
Uh,
If you guys don't know, every break I'm taking, I know we shout out to the sponsor Jack Daniels, but
yeah, oh yeah, I got the big bottle, got the big joint, Tennessee Fire.
Yeah, LZ is
finely crafted.
LZ's drinking finely crafted Tennessee Fire.
As you can see, I hit a low point.
This
is the big one.
And I,
yeah, what you got?
An intellectual grown ass man, and drinking Beso del Sol.
That shit finna put you in a headlock, nigga.
Pink sangria. Through a straw.
You're about to be going.
So this episode is about to go really, really.
That shit about to put you in a sleeper hold, I'm telling you. Hey, I don't know why.
Hey, nigga. Carry me off to dreamland, ho. I deserves it.
Shit.
Nigga.
Oh, but, man. It has been an eventful 2 weeks.
Yes, it's been a lot going on, bro.
It's just. I don't know. People just know how to act. Like, you know, that's literally the only reason we have this podcast. You know, because niggas don't know how to act.
Niggas don't know how to act.
That weird.
White people certainly don't know
white
how
people,
to act.
White people, oh my gosh.
Yo, let's get into that. What is up with these?
I don't fucking
what
know.
What is up with these
it's like a
caucasoids
fad?
Calling the police?
Is this a fad now? Because it's like, we've had phones. So it's not like this is something really new to the fact where we couldn't be recording it. But, like, it just seems, it's every day now.
Yo, these white people are treating the police like it's customer service.
Yeah, like it's their parents.
Yeah, like it's
call my mom.
Like it's Apple Care. These niggas won't leave the park, and I was told that by gentrification, will leave these niggas out of the park.
Like, this shit is crazy. What was the most recent one that I've seen? What was it?
I know it was one dude that was calling the cops on some lady in the store. And he was shaking like
frozen
dog.
She was trying to use a coupon. She was trying to use a coupon. And it had a date. And it wasn't even expired.
Let's keep it real. She was probably trying to use a bad coupon.
I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it was valid.
She was making a mistake.
I'm pretty sure it was valid, yo.
She's like, ma'am, you can't use this 2-for-1 coupon from 2014.
Either way, is that worth calling the police?
I'll call the police on that ass. Like, ma'am.
She
it's clearly dated 2012.
She had the coupon in her email and everything. Like, the store sent it to her. She got it from Walmart.
She's using a coupon with a 9/11 special. Remember the tragedy with these savings.
Special. But either way, the kid that was working at the counter called his manager, and the manager was like, I'm calling the fucking cops. And this nigga.
That nigga was shaking.
He was literally shaking. Yeah. His hand was a mess.
That nigga was hitting the Michael J. Fox.
He was on the phone while I'm shaking. He didn't.
That nigga was.
He said the Michael J. Fox.
Sorry, Ali. Shout out to Michael J. Fox.
Oh, man. Hit the Muhammad.
Oh, yo. Hey, he's a legend.
He's a legend. Michael J. Fox is a legend, too. He's not racist, right?
Nah, he's good. He's gravy.
No rape allegations? We don't know.
Either way,
he's still good. All right, he's still good, though.
It's hard to have heroes nowadays.
It is. They all get shot out of the sky.
You start realizing all your heroes are fucking garbage. So, I don't have heroes
anymore.
Did
what? With who? Where?
He did what without consent?
Yeah, man. It's bad. It's bad.
So, I tend not to have heroes anymore.
Yeah.
My only hero is Beso del Sol, sangria through a straw.
Look in the mirror, man.
Like, I don't even look in the mirror. I disgust myself.
Dog, imagine if Michael Jackson was still alive. You think they would have...
They'd have Me Too the fuck out of him.
Son, because think about it, all the kids that apparently were staying in his house, they're all old enough now, right? To talk?
That's what I'm saying. Nobody... He must not have ditched
him. Where are they? I don't know.
He must not have ditched him.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think... I really genuinely don't think he did shit. Honestly.
Really?
I don't. I just think he's a weirdo nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to relive a child. He was just a weird nigga.
But my thing is, how are parents letting their kids?
Because it's Michael the motherfuck Jackson.
Would you let your kids go to Michael Jackson's house without you? Without you? Mike's just like, I want to play with your kid. I want to play with your child. I have kids. They can come play with my kids. Not really. Like, what?
I'm a horrible parent.
So you're saying yes?
No.
Even a horrible parent would say no to that, I think.
Yeah. Well, given my record of being in charge of children, I don't have a great record of being in charge of children, as we've talked about in this podcast. Think we have it. I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like I'm not too bad with kids.
Fucking Okay. That's the thing. Like, I hate kids, but I'm good with them.
Yeah.
But I can't stand
usually them. Those are people that are good with them. People yeah. that hate kids are usually the ones who, like, do the best.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand no fucking kids. And then you got the kid falling asleep.
Yeah. But take the long sleep.
The dirt now? Would you give him mad Robitussin? Might giving the kids mad kids hella lean. Motrin?
Hella lean. You gonna be sipping that dirty in the afterlife, baby. You gonna be
sipping that dirty. Did y'all see that video? Yo, somebody made a video or like an edit. It was some dudes in Africa drinking literally dirt water. And they put the future in the future song in the background. I'm sipping that dirty.
And speaking then, of dudes and then the Uzi Africa, one.
What?
Shout out to France for winning the World Cup.
Oh my goodness. What a huge win for Africa.
What a
finally the continent as a whole got a win.
Yeah, because that's the blackest team.
They got more black people than America.
Hey, man.
They got more black people than our team. I guarantee that. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure it was more than half the team, right?
Yeah, it was a good amount. Like, I remember counting.
Muslims and everything.
It was at least 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And soccer is like 10.
Mm-hmm. It's so, 11. Well, 11 with the goalie. So
it's 11,
10 on
so 11. Yeah, so shout out to Mbappe.
Mbappe, Pogba. What's his last name?
N'Golo Kante.
Umidi? Is that Umichi?
Umidi? Umtiti?
Umtiti, I think that's
Umtiti,
it.
Umtiti, something like that.
Something like that. He was nice.
Umtiti, bop, bop, bop.
Yeah. Shout out to that squad.
N'Golo Kante.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's a good squad. Like, soccer is the shit, man. Yeah.
People don't understand how interesting it is until all the best players in the world are playing at the same time.
Yeah,
that's what makes it good.
World Cup was really what kind of started me kind of looking into it.
Yeah, I was definitely watching the last one.
Yeah, but
definitely saw the last that, one.
This past season, like, starting in, like, around November, December, I really got into soccer, and I'm here to stay. It's definitely...
You get spoiled by the World Cup.
It's cracked my top three sports now. It's football, basketball, soccer, all day.
Yeah, for sure. But you get spoiled by the World Cup because we don't see this great competition for another 4 years now.
Yeah, you don't. So now...
Even the Premier League, the Premier League is still amazing, but it's just not the same because, you know...
Yeah, it's not the best of the world.
It's not this.
You know?
And the stakes aren't as high. Like,
oh, they're not as high at all.
It's just different. But it's still dope, though. Yeah. Shout out to Manchester City.
Shout out to Liverpool, the real singers in the world.
And also, I guess shout out to Juventus.
Yeah,
niggas been fucking around and got Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo signed to Juventus. Pretty random. For like $11 trillion.
Yeah, a billion.
That's what I like about soccer. Is like, blooms. You could just sell players.
Yeah, you sell them, right.
Like, you could just like, instead of like, say Sixers wanted LeBron, say, yo, Cleveland, we want LeBron, or like...
Yeah, you just sell him to the team. Like, the team has a purse.
Instead of, like, giving up players, like, we'll give you, like, $400 million for him, and then we just have him on the team.
Because the team has a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little different. So, imagine, the NBA had that, the NFL had that, and you just buying niggas.
Bro, the NFL would be so broken.
Yeah, the NFL has too many players. Like, I don't think
it's too many people. It's
53
many.
On the squad, so it wouldn't happen.
And players are too replaceable in
facts.
The NFL.
Yeah. Like, NBA is literally get gems.
Yeah. And then, like, in soccer where you're in a sport where it's a non-contact sport, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. And you're not – the bases – you don't see too many injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Players can play a long time.
Yeah.
That's why you have –
Cristiano was, what, 31, 32? Maybe even 33?
And he's been playing a minute.
I think he's 33. Yeah, he's been a pro since he was like 16.
He's been playing a while.
And the thing with them, they go through like a lot of professional like things. So they go like U15, U16, U17, and they play at a high level all the way up. And then once they reach the
like
Premier League,
every
Italian
league, Premier League team has
a youth team, a U15,
then there's a women team.
Yeah.
Soccer's lit, man. If you guys don't watch soccer, if you're not big into like. That soccer is probably what will save you in the summertime from the dryness of the lack of sports.
Yeah, because the season already
unless
started, right?
Unless you actually like baseball, a.k.a. a psychopath.
I like baseball.
Baseball is the fucking...
What, bro?
It's the
baseball,
worst.
Baseball is dope.
It's nothing good about baseball.
You're crazy. I love baseball.
I really want somebody to sit down and explain to me the merits and the excitement of baseball.
The excitement of baseball?
What is exciting about baseball?
I can't explain it. Like, you never know why? You never really played it, right?
Because it's not fucking
exciting. When you play it, it's fun because, like, the technical part about it, like, the certain way you got to do things and the strategy. There's definitely a strategy.
I wasn't jerking off until I was 23, but I knew sex would be fun. Nah, try another one, Elsie.
I'm saying, bro.
I need more people.
Baseball is interesting to me, so I think it's fun.
Man. Nigga, I went to one Phillies game, and I was like, I'll never do this fuck shit again. Nigga, it's one blip versus another blip. They hit, watch the other blips run around in the diamond. No, that shit is whack.
Baseball, I like baseball.
Them games be long as fuck. They're like four hours long.
They do be long.
And it could end in a score of 1-0. It'll be wild. It's wild scores. Like, some scores is 1-2.
Well, soccer's the same.
But soccer is constantly going. There's no stop.
It is, I guess.
And fucking baseball, there's a fucking hour break at the seventh and shit. It's like, the niggas just...
It's just a stretch. It's not... It's literally a 5-minute break.
Ain't no fun.
And after that... Yeah, it is not long. And after that, there's only two innings left.
You know how long an inning is? You know how long those take? Those games be like 4 hours.
Hey, listen. I like baseball. I could sit and watch a baseball
game. I don't know. So,
I've done it.
Nigga, give me the... I'd rather watch the History Channel.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Give me a nice World War II documentary.
You'll watch that over baseball?
Hell yeah.
Fuck that. But man, listen.
Oh, shit, nigga. The Home Run Derby was just on. I was like, eh.
I would have kept watching it if we didn't have to do this. I was like, my man Rhys Hoskins from the Phillies was on there, but sure. He lost his round, but it's whatever. Yeah, like,
he's swinging away, huh?
Nigga, listen, man. Baseball's the shit.
Baseball. Yo, you know how baseball's ass? You know how baseball's ass? And
you better say some bullshit.
A good hitter, right? Good hitting percentage in baseball. Not home runs, just hitting the ball. If somebody hits the ball 3 out of 10 times, they're a great hitter.
Nigga, you know how hard it is to hit a baseball?
It's a whack sport. Don't make a sport that's so hard.
Son, go watch.
I don't even tell you.
Nigga, go watch somebody's soccer highlights and watch how many times they miss the fucking net. Look how many times they don't score. Really pay attention. Like, he didn't even score. He did all that and he didn't even score. They was like, wow. And the whole crowd would be clapping. Like,
That myth about soccer, like, oh, score's always in like 0-0. You're watching bad soccer players, number one.
Nigga.
You're watching this MLS shit.
I'm telling you,
shit.
We got spoiled by the World Cup because most of the time, them niggas really don't be scoring like that.
Bro, I'll be watching.
They really don't.
They score a lot more than they get credit for.
They really don't.
Especially in, like, if you're watching Premier League soccer, it's rare that you're going to see a game that doesn't get a single goal. Very rare.
Because, I mean, I only fuck with Man City, so you know we going to score, but that's that.
Y'all score a fuck ton of a lot.
Exactly. We do. But and I'm saying, like,
our squad does.
A lot of these teams don't be scoring like that. Like, and then a lot of the great things that happen don't end in a score. So the most exciting part of the game wasn't even a goal. He just almost made it. Like, that would have been nice.
Good, yes.
It's like, oh, that shit.
What's almost exciting about, oh, he almost would have slid in, but he got caught.
That's not the same.
That's how whack baseball is. Baseball is whack. Listen, man. Like, oh, he kind of tipped it a little bit. And it swung in an awkward position. Shit sucks.
No, it doesn't.
All I can say is, if baseball is your favorite sport...
I would never... No, that could never be my favorite.
Get medically examined.
Well, those are usually people that... You know, people that... Those are people who grew up playing baseball.
I don't give a fuck what you did. That's not nobody's best sport or nothing. I bet you could ask MLB players, like, yo, I like football way better than this shit. I don't even like going to work.
Listen, man.
Baseball is the only sport where the niggas on the bench be asleep. Asleep. Napping.
Shit.
Regularly.
Because you can. There's no time.
They play like 4 games a week.
There's no time limit. Shit, sometimes they can play doubleheaders.
Yeah. Who wants to do that? Who is... Yo, if you're sitting and watching a doubleheader of baseball, fucking hang yourself.
Listen, man. I like baseball.
Jump off a 10-foot building with 4 feet of rope and slit your throat on the way down. That might be more fun than a double. That's definitely more exciting than a double header. I think I once heard of a triple header.
Nah, there's no triple header. I haven't heard of that. 3 games in one day? No. There's no way. I've heard of two. I know the Phillies did it a couple
years ago. How do you commentate baseball?
How?
I guess that must be the easiest because everything's so fucking slow.
I mean, they just talk stats and stuff like that.
How do you fill in the dead air of an already dead sport? You know what commentating baseball is like? Remember how a basketball game and the score is up by like 50 and there's nothing to talk about? And so they got to struggle through like a quarter of talking about nothing? But that's the whole game.
Listen, man. I guess you can say it's reasonable.
So I know soccer's not better than baseball. I don't think baseball is not a top five sport in the
in America?
It is. In America, I mean...
Oh, like in general?
In entertaining.
Oh, entertainment-wise, no.
It's got to be the least...
It probably goes football, basketball...
Soccer.
Hockey. Then soccer.
I don't personally get into hockey, but I understand the merit.
Hockey's very exciting. Because the rink is so small.
Yeah.
They're literally... It's back
just the whole stuff that them niggas are allowed to fight.
Yeah.
You're in there.
Yeah, they can fight.
And I've seen plenty of scraps, good scraps at that.
Yeah, they be beating each other's ass.
So they really let them niggas go at it. So you're good.
White privilege.
Talk about it.
Well, there's a lot more black players now. But even so.
Them niggas get extra teed up.
They don't like when them niggas fight. I know they don't. I know they hate it.
Hell yeah.
I know they hate that shit.
It's like, that nigga snook him.
I don't think he saw it coming.
I don't like how he squared up. Like
squared up with him.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, baseball is not supposed. It's not supposed to like
be exciting
or
fun.
It's not. It is supposed to be. It's not meant to be like. It's not fast paced. It's a really like relaxed game.
Baseball is only fun if you're swinging at the ball.
That's the point. Like it's a relaxing game. It is like golf. It is. It's supposed to be relaxing.
That's why
it's not fast paced. There's no time.
This is why America.
There's no time limit. It's like tennis. There's no time limit in tennis.
That's why America is shitty the way it is. Because baseball is our pastime. Our favorite pastime.
Well, I don't think it's out. It's not anymore. That's just what it was labeled as a long time ago. And then they let niggas in it, so. So like, there's only so much.
Maybe they should. But, bring steroids back. Maybe it'll make it
look. Yeah, facts. Bring Mark McGwire back.
Yeah,
I need to see some niggas juiced
make
up.
Make Barry Bonds the commissioner at the MLB.
Man, nah, that would be dope if they brought a couple of PEDs back. But nah, that's the thing about baseball too. When they get caught with that shit, the niggas get suspended for like 80-90 games. Maybe getting NIMDY fuck out of here.
The seasons be 182 games.
They play from literally. They play from the spring to the fall. They only miss one season.
Why?
The only time they don't play is winter.
Does the season need to be that?
I don't think it needs to be
long.
I don't think so.
For what?
Yeah, I don't see the point.
For fuck? Why?
I don't know. I don't get. Yeah, that's one thing I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I guess, it probably can be that long because it's not as physically demanding. That's why football is only 2 months and two. You know, when does it start? It starts in September, and it's over. It's over in February. So, but what is it? Only it's 17 weeks of football.
Yeah,
and then playoffs. But even that's a lot. So. Niggas be on the field dying and shit.
Fuck baseball. Like, fuck baseball.
I mean, I like
baseball. And I stand by that. It's a garbage sport. I don't understand why you would enjoy that. I don't know why you would partake in that. I don't understand why you would play that. It's not fun. It's not fun to watch.
It's just interesting to me.
It's not. What's interesting? What?
I don't know. I like the way people throw. I like the way people hit.
My God.
I don't know. Just certain things about the game. I like the way people catch the ball. I like the way they make slides. I like the way they
That's like when a chick asks you why do you like her? She's like, oh, you just different. That's what you sound like right now.
I can't explain it.
You give me a different vibe. I never felt this before.
I just like baseball.
You really make me feel like you're special.
Man, listen.
Anyway.
It is. Anyway, what else is on the menu, nigga? Because that none of that was.
Hell no. Because I just wanted to just shit on baseball. I'll shit on baseball at every opportunity. Fuck your Babe Ruths. Fuck your motherfucking
damn Babe Ruth.
Your motherfucking Babe Barry Ruth. Bonds. All
right, chill out.
All them niggas.
Ken Fuck Griffey, too?
Niggas. Ken Griffey.
You gonna disrespect
Senior
Ken Griffey?
And Junior, nigga.
Wow. You gonna sit here and disrespect Ken Griffey?
All baseball, nigga. You know how Willie baseball Mays? Is so whack?
You gonna disrespect
baseball is so whack, Deion Sanders make that his side sport.
He because he liked baseball.
No, and he said, you know what? I want to play a real nigga sport for real.
He like baseball.
So you know that every nigga that plays double sports, they make baseball their side bitch?
Because the least
Michael Jordan. Demanding. Bo Jackson.
You can't play
Deion Sanders.
You can't go to the NFL and the NBA at the same time. It's just not possible. It's too physically demanding.
It's too much excitement
Bo
for
Bo Jackson. Life. NFL, MLB.
I feel like niggas play baseball to take a break from a real sport.
Nah, baseball is dope. Did you see Bo Jackson play baseball?
The only thing dope about baseball is the PEDs, nigga.
Anyway,
the literal dope. But we were talking about baseball. I think we talked about baseball because, like, we were thankful for the World Cup because most summers after football.
No, basketball.
Basketball. After basketball.
It's pretty dry.
It's pretty dry.
You get stuck with the WNBA.
What? Oh, yo, that's what we could talk about.
Oh, how they were on Twitter going off? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They made some valid arguments, though.
No, they didn't.
Well, the ones...
Let's keep it a whole bean.
No. The ones who were making good arguments that I saw were the ones who were just saying that they were just thankful for playing basketball. It's not like they were even asking for more money, because that's really what everybody was going off about, right? They were saying that... They were talking about how much LeBron got, how it started.
Yeah.
But, I saw a few women talking about, you know, like I don't give a fuck about none of that. I play basketball for a living, so I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't
bitch.
Even have to have a job, so I play basketball.
You get the layup, and that's it.
Yeah.
You good, bro.
Yeah. But at the same time, I get the frustration. I understand.
Why?
I understand y'all have the same profession.
Yeah, but you're not good.
They're not as good. They are.
You're not as good.
No, they're not as good. I'm not saying
they're not as
good. I'm not saying they're not as good. I'm saying the leagues just don't make enough money to give out that much money. They have the same profession.
You're not as good and you're not as exciting to watch.
Yeah, that's it.
Because nobody wants to watch you and all of your other 6'5" sisters lay up in the fucking... Bitch, no, I don't want to see the layup line for a whole four quarters.
It's just not as supported.
No.
I understand the frustration. I get it.
No, I'm good. I'm good, shorty. I don't need to see all the fundamentals.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't really watch WNBA either, but I understand how they can sit there and be like, damn, like, they don't even make $100,000. Some of them. That's trash, actually. Compared
what?
To the a lot of them don't even, like, the NBA minimum salary is like a million something or 5 million. I guess the average.
Okay.
A lot of women don't even, they make like $100,000.
Okay.
Nigga, you understand that gap?
Do you understand the gap and how much money each league generates?
That is crazy, though.
All right, nigga.
That is crazy.
So?
That is crazy. It'll
put back dunk next to the time. And then maybe some niggas will tune in.
Oh,
you're not about to do this.
But, bro, that's like saying, that's like, put it like this. You know the women's soccer team is better than the men's?
But they're not better than the men. That's the thing.
What, if they played against each other? No, obviously they played against each other. But the women's should generate just as much. Especially when the World Cup came around.
That's a false equivalency. Because why? Because that women's team is fucking successful and it's very good.
Okay, even so.
They dominate.
Okay.
They win.
Okay.
They're good.
Okay.
They're fun to watch.
Okay.
The WNBA is not.
But that's like, but you're saying like, there's women in the NBA who win. I mean, the WNBA who win.
There's some that are fun to watch.
They do all the same things.
No, they don't.
I'm talking about as far as like being on the women's soccer level, because women's soccer makes a whole lot less than men's too.
And that's wrong.
Why?
That is wrong.
And why isn't the WNBA wrong? Because they go out in the Olympics and dominate everybody too. On the world stage.
And the men do the same thing.
Exactly.
But at a freakishly better level.
That's
different when you have the women's soccer team that's dominating and then the men's soccer team who can't even fucking qualify. when you look at, okay, the women's basketball team, they're dominating, but the men's basketball team is super duper dominating.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing,
just on two different levels. All I'm saying is I understand the frustration with the gap being as wide as it is.
I think
because it's ridiculous. $100,000.
If you're a WNBA player and you're frustrated, exercise some self-awareness.
They live in regular neighborhoods, nigga.
Okay.
Like, that shit is crazy.
You get to play basketball.
Niggas don't even play. Niggas be on the bench.
Right.
Fucking Willie Green could get signed tonight and make $1 million.
Great.
That shit's wild. And not play.
No.
I'm just saying.
All I need is one ACL torn, and you're in the big times, my G. I'm not. Listen. I watched them. Like, your finals is, the finals is cool. But they play they play on a smaller.
That's the same size court.
Same size court.
The ball is just
small.
The ball is just slightly.
You're smaller. Not dunking. I need to see some highlights. The highlights is layups. That's boring. I don't want to.
Bro, even when you watch a regular NBA game, there's barely any crazy dunks though.
Just off the strength of you're not bringing in the money. You're not. Nobody's going to watch. How can I justify you paying? They pay these niggas a lot because they have the money to.
Exactly, yeah, the revenue's
there. Because they bring in the bread.
But that's also the thing. I'm pretty sure the NBA and WNBA have a partnership.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they're
and like, if I'm an NBA player, I'm not going to be okay with niggas taking money out of my pocket.
Not saying take money out of their pockets. I'm just saying the two are they're not promoted the same way at all. Like, they don't even, like, try to make people watch the WNBA anymore.
They do.
Where?
They be sticking Klay Thompson's goofy face out there talking about how he loves intensity.
One commercial.
But they be trying,
they don't be selling jerseys or nothing. Like, you wouldn't even know.
Nobody's going to buy them shit.
You wouldn't even know. Can, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, you wouldn't know. They don't put the shit
anywhere.
You can give
me a motherfucking Lisa Leslie jersey for free.
They don't. I'm saying.
And I'll still pay $10 for a Lou Williams.
I feel like they don't put money behind them.
They do.
Not really.
They you can't need make one money. Commercial. They can't make money. You know why? They've been doing that. You know the advertising shit NBA just started doing?
What?
Like putting like logos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've been doing that.
They've been doing that for years because they can't.
They've been doing that.
That's the only way they can kind of scrape by to make ends meet. They can't do it because nobody wants to fucking watch
but
that
what,
shit.
What makes... But here's my thing. What makes the WNBA so different from NCAA women's basketball? Like, people will watch that. Mm-hmm. People watch the tournament. People watch the whole season. Like, NCAA women's basketball be on TV, and people, they be selling out arenas and everything. But how come when they get to the WNBA?
I think it's a different thing with college because
it is.
College is going to sell it because it's a college.
Yeah, like, it's always going to have alumni.
It's
going
to have alumni, and that's thing. Nobody has loyalty to the Minnesota Lynx. Nobody's like, yo, I've been an Atlanta Dream fan since 1966.
I mean, I just feel like
I remember my granddaddy took me to my first LA Sparks game.
No, I feel like they just don't. I feel like they don't try. Like, something's not there.
I feel something's like it's not there. It's only so much try you can do with a faulty product, nigga. I can advertise the fuck out of some motherfucker out of them. I could advertise the fuck out of a fucking. A motherfucking a fucking I don't know. Let me think of something.
What, just anything?
I could advertise the fuck out of a beeper.
Yeah.
But nigga,
you can't.
Who wants a fucking beeper? Who wants it? Nobody. You know why? Cuz I got the NBA, a fucking smartphone. Why would I pay for this when I got this shit right here?
I get that. All I'm saying is I understand their frustration.
I don't.
I get it.
I don't see why you're frustrated. Look at what you do. Look at it. Look at your box scores. Let's pull up some WNBA box scores.
WNBA stats.
Let's pull up some. Yeah. Let's pull up some WNBA stats.
Oh man, this should be interesting. I've never looked, so.
Let's look at WNBA MVP.
Yeah, I forget. Who was it this year?
I think it was some African. Oluguike? Or Geek?
I mean. Yeah, the number one scorer in the league only averaged 22.5 points.
Oh! You know who also averages 20?
Whoa, wait, no, this one girl. She shot 50% from three.
Okay.
50%.
Isn't the three shooter?
No, I don't. Even if it is 50%, that's wild.
It's a lot of time focusing on your three,
nigga. 50%. If you find an NBA shooter who shot 50% this past season, they're gonna label him as the best shooter ever.
All right,
that's kind of crazy. 50%. That's I'm Sylvia Fowles. She averaged 11 rebounds a game. That's kind
of
crazy.
Averaged 19 points. 10 rebounds.
Field goal percentage,
63%. 65%.
Oh, how do you average 63% from the field? You're not missing. Everything's good. It's all going in.
This is horrible.
I mean, hey, bro, that's...
Now...
That's crazy. 50%.
Let's look at...
You literally Sylvia cannot Fowles be left
the MVP.
Open.
Who was the MVP last? Let's look at James.
Wait, Sylvia Hart. Fowles was the MVP?
Sylvia Fowles, it's looking like...
From last season? From 2018? Yeah, 2018, it just started, right?
2017. So she averaged 18.9 points.
Oh, wait, 2018 season might have just started then, right?
2.4 rebounds. Now, let's look at James Harden's stats. Current MVP. Oh! 30.4 points. 45, 5 rebounds. 8.8 assists. Sheesh. How many games do they play in the WNBA?
I think it's probably the same. It has to be. I'm actually praying it is.
You know, the Sun versus the Lynx, they ended at a gripping 83-64.
Like, that was the score?
That was the score. Yay. Wow. They played 34 games.
Nah.
They played 34 games, LZ. And there's 12 teams.
Nah. LZ. There's not 12 teams in the
WNBA. There's 12 WNBA teams, LZ.
Holy shit.
Who's watching one team play the same team seven times?
There was more slam ball teams than that.
There's more and one teams than there are at the WNBA, nigga. I'd rather watch motherfucking Hot Sauce today versus Main Event and Half Man Half Amazing than to watch the fucking Lynx go at the Sparks for the fourth time in a row.
Yo, the Fever are 2-20.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't know there was only... Oh.
Nigga, there's... No. The Eastern Conference is the Washington Mystics, the Atlanta Dream, the Connecticut Sun, the New York Liberty, the Chicago Sky, and the Indiana Fever. Man. Western Conference, the Seattle Storm, the Phoenix Mercury, the Los Angeles Sparks, the Dallas Wings, the Minnesota Lynx, and the Las Vegas Aces.
This doesn't help my argument at all.
No, it doesn't.
And I had a solid one.
Nigga, you did it.
I didn't realize it was only
they play less than a half of NBA season of NBA football basketball, nigga.
I didn't realize that.
Get the fuck out of here. I refuse. And they won. Nigga, if you don't take this motherfucking 40K and keep it moving, get your motherfucking Nissan Altima and shut your ass.
Oh, man. I really did not know there was only 24 teams.
Disgusting.
Damn. Six on each in East. Oh, my goodness. Damn.
One score ended 63-77 in four quarters.
That's a halftime in the NBA.
Yeah, it's a halftime. I've seen the Warriors put up 77 and a half. Nigga, oh, man.
Yikes. Oh, man. Oh. The season's almost over.
They played
30. Niggas 13-9.
They have literally 11 games left. Like,
what do you play, one game a week?
They'll be done by August.
That's terrible. I did know the championship was in the summertime, though. But I didn't realize it was like this, yo. Damn. Now I feel bad. This isn't fair.
Fuck out of here.
It's not fair.
It is. It's. They should get paid less.
Yeah, the last game. I should dock their pay. The last game is August 19th for the the Washington Mystics. That sucks, bro. They really, I see why they. You know, a lot of them, the really good ones play in European leagues too. Sure. Like they play in like two or three leagues at a time.
That's how they got to make ends meet.
Professional, yeah. Crazy. Even Diana Taurasi, she's one of the good ones.
Motherfucking WNBA players got to have two jobs. They have a nursing job after they WNBA. They motherfucking take their jersey off and put on their scrubs. Brittany Griner's a CNA at night.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I need to take a poll. How many WNBA players are LPNs and RNs, nigga?
As much as substitute teachers. Oh my god.
Brittany Griner be subbing hella gym classes. This dodgeball. You gotta hurry up because I got practice at 4:30.
That is terrible.
WNBA. Get it together.
CNAs.
Hella motherfucking power forward LPNs.
Motherfucking. Oh, that's terrible.
We got a grandparent in the nursing home. Check on them. Motherfucking. The motherfucking nurse is average 10 and 15.
You know what's crazy to me? Like you see, like, you know, ESPN does like the tickers at the bottom. Uh-huh. I've seen them before when it'll like show like it'll be like WNBA news and it'll like show a player's name and it'll say like out for season and then in parentheses it'll say pregnant. I'm like, oh my god,
you out because you got nutted in. It's so, and I'm supposed to pay that? Fuck out of here. Please stop, man. Take this little bread and keep it moving, man. Be happy. You lucky, yo. That league it'd be like 2 seconds away from going out of business every other season. It's like Wikipedia. You know, Wikipedia. Every time you go on there, be like, yo, we find out the league, we gonna shut down. That's the WNBA, nigga. Every other season is like, yo. That's when they stick goofy-ass motherfucking Klay Thompson's face. I love the intensity of the game. Dame Lillard, they play with so much heart and titties. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
They play with heart
and titties. Shut the fuck up. Take them titties down and get your ass on the court, nigga. Get this quick 10-4 for your season high.
10-4.
Shit up, man.
This is the views expressed by Michael
and in Argus, nigga, blow dick. Maybe if you did blow dick, you wouldn't get pregnant. You could play for the fucking season. We not getting paid enough. Shut the fuck up. Shit, nigga, man. Get the stones. Get the stones. Ibrahim, get the stones.
Oh. The views expressed by Michael are not the views that I believe in.
Elsie's down. He's down with 100% of everything I say.
No.
Nigga, if I gotta stand by you during your rants, nigga, you gonna hold me down during mine.
Speaking of my rants, did you see R. Kelly hit a shot from the other side of the court, sitting down?
Now, I want to get how many WNBA players hit that same shot?
That's not fair because he's Atlantic City Seagull.
He's a Hall of Fame. He's a City Seagull legend.
Yeah, he's a New Jersey NJBA All-Star. So, son, he hit that shot sitting down like 40 feet away and just turned around looking at the camera.
Let's continue with the trend of shitty basketball leagues. What? The JBA is in effect, y'all.
This, oh my goodness.
The motherfucking big baller plan it's working, guys. It just like he planned out.
The thing is,
from the beginning,
it's still in the beginning stages. So I like what I. All right, I'll give you what I like about the league. What I like about it is how it gives young players a chance.
A chance to play. A chance to get exercise every day, nigga.
Because these niggas are going from high school and who want to skip and, you know, go straight to college or, I mean, go straight to the league.
Are they good enough?
They're getting paid. Even if they aren't, they're getting paid for this. So they're getting paid to play basketball.
Are you allowed to go as many seasons as you can with this?
I think at first it was 2 years, but I'm really not sure.
So you're gonna give up your chance of getting in the league just for 2 years of pay?
They're not really giving up anything because, stupid. You know, because say like they only get a scholarship from fucking, I don't know. They say they think they're better than I don't know who's a decent D1 school, but small. I don't know. Say they nigga, I can't even think. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Temple. Say like, okay, I got a scholarship from Temple, and then I also got one from fucking UT Chattanooga. I don't know, another D1 school. It's D1, but it's small. Would you rather take your chances doing that or going to the JBA?
No.
Where people are actually looking. Like, niggas are looking at the JBA now.
Niggas are not looking at the fucking JBA.
Nigga, they are. LaMelo's there.
What the fuck, so what?
That's why they're looking. It's the ball.
Nobody's looking at them niggas, man.
I'm telling you,
bro. Who is looking at them niggas?
It's too soon. It's just early. It's super early.
Nobody's looking at them
niggas,
bro.
It's the beginning stages.
No, and like not even.
That's the one thing. That's the thing I do like about it. It gives these young dudes a chance.
When them niggas said, yo, you're not even good enough to be on the summer league team.
That's LiAngelo. That's one nigga.
Pack it the fuck up.
That's him. That's just him.
Okay.
I'm talking about LaMelo. Fuck LiAngelo. I don't even like him.
Oh yeah.
I don't even like LiAngelo.
Oh yeah, that nigga's done. He has no chance of doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, pack that up. Put him in business school.
He just needs to go back to Europe. He can play in Europe. He needs to go back over there, but he don't want to. He wants to go to the league.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
Hey, LiAngelo Ball. If you're listening to this podcast, which you're not, I'm going to say one thing to you. You don't have the goods, my nigga. You're not ready. And when you'll be ready, it's 2 days past never. You're not good enough. You're never going to be good enough, nigga. You just happen to luckily be in between two brothers that are better than you. Whether how good they'll be in the league is remains to be seen. I think both of them niggas are going to be trash. I think the whole shit's going to be ass. But I have more hope in them niggas than you. So what you need to do is ask Lonzo for a loan. Go back to school and pay, because you can't get scholarship no more because you fucked it up, because you want to steal shit. Go to school, get your business degree, try to get be an agent.
That's about it.
And that's the best thing you can do to contribute nowadays, my G. Other than that, this whole basketball fantasy you got going, oh, he dropped 50 points in the JBA.
Yeah, that's not impressive at all.
No.
And that's the thing that I was going to say. There's things I like about it and there's things I don't like about it. These little niggas don't play no defense.
Yes.
They don't play no defense. Nigga, the end of the – there's that when
that's LiAngelo
dropped – first of all, LaMelo had a triple-double with ridiculous numbers, like 21, 17, and 15, something wild like that. And then LiAngelo, I think he also had a triple-double too, but he scored like 53.
Yes.
And then did something crazy. Like, the game ended 171 to 140.
What are you doing?
That was the final score. Not
that's an
defense.
All-star score.
That and the team that they were playing was horrendous, and they scored 140 points.
And that
makes no sense. I mean, they scored every single time. You know what's wild? That was more interesting than the WNBA game. But that doesn't matter. That's besides the point.
Did they get paid more than the WNBA?
It's about the same.
That's a shame.
I feel like it's about the same.
I feel disrespected.
I think they get $10,000 a month. So it's probably not the same. And you got to remember, these kids are only 16, 17, 18 years old. So a lot of them, this is just an opportunity to feed themselves and their family. So that's another thing I like about it, because they're so young and they get paid to play basketball. A lot of these niggas can't go overseas, so they got to be in America. So shout out to LeVar for doing that for these kids. But they need to like get this league into shape, because these niggas play no defense. And if they think they're going to be playing at the next level, everybody in this league got to step it up, including the Ball brothers. Well, at least one of them. LiAngelo's done. But
listen,
I don't know. I think LaMelo has a shot because he's still growing. This nigga's 6'6 now, so he just has to lock. He has to start playing better defense. That's really his only.
He needs to start being better.
Yeah, offensive wise, and his thing on offense, Like, he can produce, but he'll, like, take a lot of nut-ass shots, and he airballs, like. He's a
fucking moron.
He has some bad misses
when I was watching. Because he has an IQ, a basketball IQ of a fucking kumquat.
But you got to remember, he's still only 16, so.
I get it. That's why I let him rock.
Yeah, he's mad young. He's just but super tall.
He needs to get around some niggas that know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, he's waiting. He can't do it yet.
His father doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
He can't get around them niggas yet. He wouldn't even be in college yet.
Some trainers.
I think this competition is better than him being in high school still. These niggas are better than... Yeah, it is. He's playing against 16, 17, 18. He's playing against niggas who are already out of high school.
Yeah, no. Because they're not playing defense.
So what are you saying? He should have stayed in Europe?
He should have stayed in fucking high school.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think this will help him do.
Because in high school, you're in an organized team. Yo, in the JV,
yeah, that's true.
The players is about to fight the coach. Yeah. That's fucking madhouse over there. There's no organization. It's the fucking Wild Wild West.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the beginning stages.
That's not good.
It's like the first year of the XFL.
To have your son, that's like having your son that's trying to be in the league one day. Mm-hmm. You got him in the XFL.
Like, this is it. This is the
pipeline. This is going to get you ready. No, it's not.
Anyway, I don't know. I think can't get these niggas right. Melo has a better shot than all of them anyway.
Absolutely.
So he was going to get
there. I think he's
going to
be better than all the niggas if he like doesn't let his father royally destroy him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like LeVar took kind of like a step back anyway. We don't see him as much.
That's good. And so, it's good. Yeah. Keep stepping back.
Well, I think that's the plan because he's done his job now. They're established. Everybody knows who they are.
Yeah.
He got his own league. He can shut up forever now.
Please
shut up. He got his own basketball league, nigga.
Please do it. Please do it.
He has his own basketball league.
And never come back.
And he has teams spread out throughout the United States. I think it's the same amount of teams as the WNBA.
He did that in a year.
In a year.
He made the same. So he made a league comparable to the WNBA. In about 2 years, and I was supposed to pay these niggas.
Yeah, my argument is going in the shitter now.
Stop.
So.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Listen, man.
I'm not.
Respect basketball, all right?
Respect good basketball. Entertaining basketball. Not motherfucking layups and floaters. Man. Fuck out of here.
Layups and floaters.
Man. Motherfucking. Motherfucking.
Anyway,
the power forwards out due to period cramp. Fuck out, like no, no. The center's having a very heavy flow this week. She's just not feeling it. She's feeling kind of bloated, so she can't really give her all in the court. Fuck out of here. I wish I would.
Imagine fantasy basketball in like 2 minutes before your game. You're like, fuck!
Yo, God damn it! Cramps again?
This is how it's gonna be every month?
Give us some Mito! God damn it!
Is this gonna be a monthly thing? It is? Jesus Christ!
Well, give her some season each! That means she only gets 4 periods a year.
Well, stop fucking up on your birth control, and maybe this won't be an issue.
Where's the medical staff? Why are they giving the medical staff their birth control pills? The medical staff needs to be on this. So, LeBron has visited the Summer League. He visited the LA Summer League team and some...
Yeah, he went to one of the games and he ran into Tyronn Lue and basically he loves LA. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
The nigga loves LA.
Yeah.
Like he has not regretted this decision.
And so he's never
not even a little bit. He's been ready to get out of there since they made the trade.
He'll start. He won't. Even if that team is a disaster.
Oh no, bro.
Which I don't think it will be.
We're watching retired Bron.
Oh yeah, he's checked the fuck out.
Yeah, he's done. This is retired.
Bro, that nigga was meeting with fucking Al Pacino and fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, bro.
This is washed Bron.
It's
prime Bron, but it's washed life Bron.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't care.
He said, no, you know what LeBron's doing?
Like, he's a family man.
You know what LeBron's doing? He did like Fugit in that video. I ain't going back and forth with you, nigga. I'm living my best life. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's it.
He doesn't care about winning no more.
And it's crazy, but he's playing his best basketball. That's the wildest
that's
part.
What pisses me off. Yeah, bro, you're wasting your best basketball on these fucking dickheads with slashed eyebrows
just to be happy. Because no, because I think he accepted the fact that no matter where he goes, the league is gonna be against him. Yeah. Because what happened when he went to LA? Boogie Cousins goes to the Warriors. He's like, fuck.
That nigga can go to Utah and they still hate
him. It's not gonna matter. It's not gonna matter. He could have came to Philly and then fucking Toronto would have got Kawhi Leonard and Boogie Cousins. It doesn't matter where he goes.
I still would have fucked with him.
Hell yeah. But like I'm saying, like, it doesn't. Somebody's always gonna stack up to be against him.
Yeah.
So
you said, if I'm niggas gonna hate.
Yeah, if niggas gonna hate me, I might as well live my best life.
Yeah, be on the beach, nigga.
Yeah, might as well be in LA. Watch my son go to private school, the school that he really wanted to go to. Yeah. My wife's happy. My kids are happy. Nigga, I get to play basketball at the Staples Center.
Close to Beyonce.
Yeah, he closer to Beyonce, his real wife.
His real wife.
He be piping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question. I'm not even a shadow of a doubt.
Not even a smidge of doubt.
Not even a nary of a shadow of a doubt. That nigga is... Yeah. His free throw percentage is good in that pussy. That nigga...
What else
do we have on the docket to do?
The docket?
Can we get Azalea Banks out of here?
I don't understand why she hasn't been out of here.
Why does she linger?
I don't know. You know what? No, I know why she lingers. Because she makes good music. That's why.
I don't give a fuck.
She can rap. She's dope. Mm-hmm. She just... the way she thinks is just weird.
People really... be looking for ways to like defend her.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I don't understand.
I couldn't do it.
People stand for that.
She's mentally unstable though. There's something wrong with her. Did you remember that video?
She's a fucking bad person.
No, she is mentally unstable. You don't remember that video when she was doing the voodoo, whatever it was, and she had the chickens? She burned chickens in a closet. You don't remember that?
No.
She was. Hold on. You keep talking. I'm gonna find this shit.
So basically, what happened was, as I cover for Elsie while he looks for this video. Apparently Azalea Banks was on. She was filming for Wildin' Out. Nick Cannon, as you know, classic Nick Cannon show, Wildin' Out. Apparently she left the set of the show crying and upset because they made fun of her for being dark skinned. So she was upset that she was on a show where they made jokes about people. Because they made jokes about her on a show.
Where they make mad jokes.
Where they make jokes about people.
The thing about it is...
Hold on. I'll let you get in. The fact is, this show has been going on since... Oh.
It had to be at least 07.
Since I was in middle school, high school.
Yeah.
They haven't had a single problem with not nary a guest. But Azalea Banks comes in... And now
it's an issue.
Now Wildin' Out is colorist and sexist.
And Jim Crow.
And racist.
Yeah.
And all that.
Pre-Jim Crow. She called them niggas slaves.
Yeah, so...
She goes on to say all that about... But they're the ones...
But then, she not only takes this, doubles down and makes fun of fucking...
DC Young Fly.
DC Young Fly makes fun of Nick Cannon... He mocks Nick Cannon's lupus.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Yes, she did. And I'm going to pull up, but did you find what you were looking
for?
Yeah,
I did. Okay. She was practicing, like, witchcraft. In a...
The amount of crap that's about to come off my floor right now.
Yeah, this shit was disgusting. You didn't see this? Oh my God. She said she's been practicing, like, witchcraft for, like, 3 years. Brujeria is witchcraft,
yes,
I guess.
You know, I gotta scrape all this shit up.
She was burning chickens.
Did y'all see that? What? You see that?
My goggles.
Yeah, she's like, the bitch is crazy.
Real witches do real things.
And she's like cleaning this shit, like, with a sander, and there's feathers everywhere. You never saw this, Mike?
Oh,
it's disgusting. She's weird. Like, there's something wrong with her. She's not normal. So, like, for her. I don't know. I feel like them putting her on the show, they try to, like, give her, like, a chance. Like, oh, yeah, Azalea Banks, like, maybe she's cool now. She's been chilling for the most part. She really hasn't been out and about. But I don't know. Recently, she was definitely, like, bleaching her skin or something like that. Like, I don't know. She just does the most random shit. So I don't know, but the thing about Wildin' Out is though, these niggas make fun of Nick Cannon and say the most reckless things about him. Like they made fun of Mariah Carey, they made fun of his kidney failure, they made fun of his lupus. They say all these wild things, and he's still the host. He probably tells these niggas, don't hold no punches, it makes for better TV because it's funny. But as soon as she gets there, and niggas say, hey, ain't you the bitch that ate bleach? Like, she just starts crying on stage. I'm like, I don't get it. She's just weird. There's something wrong with her. But everywhere she goes, it's some, like, it's always some type of negativity with her. So I don't know what's wrong with her. I'm pretty sure just recently she was trying to diss Cardi B too. So the bitch is crazy.
I'm done with her. I don't care.
Yeah, I've been done with
her. I don't care how well she can rap. I don't care what problems she has. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what she's dealing with. I don't care.
Nah, neither do I.
At this point, I don't care. If you stand for her, you're also weird.
Very.
You need to talk to somebody because
she's calling people nigger. Like nothing, with the hard ER.
There's nothing redeeming about this chick.
Nah.
And what makes it worse is that she uses issues that other women face, that many black women face, as an excuse to let people just continue to let her continue her fuckery.
Nah.
So if you're like a strong black woman or you're a black woman or whatever and you want to sympathize with her, just know she's using your struggle as a black woman. She's pimping it out to like do whatever the fuck she wants to do or to spread her message of like her hate message of like just like to just be a bad person.
Yeah.
And then
just being mean.
And when niggas being mean and then when people call her out on it. But if I were to call the white women on the show ugly, I'd be this. And if I were to make fun of Nick Cannon for lupus, I'd be bad because they want to be against the black woman and da 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 da. Nah, sometimes you're just a shitty person, shorty. Yeah. And that's what you are. You're just a shitty human being.
Yep.
With no, ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're just garbage. Simple as that. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish garbage people, a lot of Asian garbage people, a lot of black garbage people, yep. And shorty, you happen to be one of them.
That's it.
And it's that simple. It's
pretty simple.
No need to make it more difficult. It is what it be. So with her, I really don't care. Speaking of things I don't care about, Power, this new season is moving along quite nicely, apparently.
Yeah, shit fire.
Couple
of twists and turns.
Loose term I'd use for that.
I mean, hey, bro, teach his own.
No, like I like Power, but it's like the last since the last season, it's just become a different.
You say you didn't like the writing, right?
The writing is so.
This season is already better.
So bad.
This season is already better.
Well, like I said, I only watched the first episode of the new season, so I really don't know.
You gotta keep watching, bro.
What's going on?
Keep watching. I told you I watched the first episode of Game of Thrones, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had to keep watching, right?
Well, Game of Thrones is amazing.
Okay, exactly. Because you kept watching.
It's an achievement of cinema and TV. But I guess
ain't no black people in it for me, if there's any.
That's the right amount of black people. Could be less. I'd be cool.
Could be less.
Nah,
too many of them niggas, if you ask me.
Too many of them nigroids, if you ask me.
Every time a black person gets on TV, he's like, who's talking here? Like, excuse me?
Somebody turn the lights on.
Like, excuse me? Nah, man. Yeah, I'll watch that. I'll check it out, though. I'll see. Nah, you know what you need to watch, though? There's a movie on Netflix called Gerald's Game.
What's that?
Holy shit.
It's a movie?
Yes. It's a Stephen King novel. They turned it into a movie. Uh-huh. You know who Stephen King is?
Yes,
of course. That's a nasty nigga.
So, nasty horror guy.
Yeah. So, with this movie, without trying to give too many spoilers, this couple goes, I guess they went on like a little getaway so they can, you know, just... They're like an older couple, probably like, they're white, so they're probably supposed to be 40, but they look about 50.
They look 77.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, they're probably like mid 40s.
That oppression gets you, baby.
That's what all that segregation and shit gets you, my guy. But
that's called Jim Crow years.
Yeah. Jim Crow. But nah, they're probably they're middle aged. They're probably 40s, 50s. So they're in like this little cabin, and it's kind of like it's really nice, and they're kind of like in the middle of the forest type thing. You know, it's never a good thing. So my man decides that he's trying to spice up in the bedroom, so he handcuffs his wife to the bed. This nigga has a heart attack.
Yo.
He dies. Yeah.
While she's still handcuffed?
While she's handcuffed.
How the fuck?
Middle of the woods, nobody's around.
What did she do?
I don't want to give you too many details. Because I feel like you just have to watch it.
This bitch probably chewed one of her arms off, man.
You just got to watch it. It gets gory at the end. Trigger warning. It gets nasty. If you watch 13 Reasons Why and you saw what Hannah Baker did to herself, what she does to herself is 20 times worse. So
I got to watch that. I gotta watch that, too.
What, 13 Reasons?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Second season.
Yeah, I finished the second season. It was dope.
And it was that gruesome.
Yeah. Well, what Hannah Baker did? Yeah. Well, did you already watch the first season, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you saw what she did to herself.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In Gerald's game, it's 20 times worse.
Oh, that's pretty vanilla.
Well, no, Hannah Baker was bad. No, she the whole thing.
It'd be like that.
All the way up. It'd be like that. It'd be like that sometimes. Well, I have seen some shit. I've watched some wild videos. I've been on the dark web. I've seen niggas jump off of buildings.
Nigga, I've seen some shit, man.
Seen people get shot in the face with shotguns.
There's a lot of ways niggas perish.
Yeah, I seen MS-13 put this one nigga in an oil drum and set him on fire.
Yeah, I seen these African niggas cooking this nigga.
They cooked him?
Cooking him in a pot and they chopped his fucking body up.
Did they eat him?
I don't know if they ate him. I didn't get that far.
Oh, damn. Sure. Now, what else have I seen? I saw somebody jump off like an electrical tower or like a power line thing. Mm. And your body just went black.
My God.
I don't know why somebody was recording it, but it was wild. That shit was crazy. What else have I seen? Oh, I seen some shit, man. I seen a lot. I don't know. The internet desensitized me.
Desensitized.
Yeah, nothing is real anymore. Reality is a fathom of my imagination. If that even makes sense, because it doesn't, because reality doesn't make sense anymore. So I don't know. What else have I seen?
Speaking of shows, we just saw that show, Who is America?
Oh, man. Reckless.
So,
Sacha Baron Cohen.
If you don't know who Sacha Baron Cohen is, basically the dude, Borat.
Mm-hmm.
That's dude.
Mm-hmm.
Borat.
Or Ali G for the old heads.
Ali G for the old heads. Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno. Bruno. Yep.
So, it's just a show he goes around. It's like a political show.
Yeah.
And it's so wild. It's hilarious.
Like, basically, he tricks political figures into doing interviews with him. And basically, he tells them, you know, he's doing one thing, and when it gets to the interview, it's basically another. So, it's pretty funny. Like, he had Bernie Sanders on there.
Not what they signed up for.
Nah, not at all. He had he actually had Sarah Palin fly out, like, across the country to meet with him. He told her that he was a disabled veteran. He had a fake wheelchair and everything.
Delicious.
And it was crazy. And in the interview, she said that he was just talking so ridiculous that she took her mic off and just walked out midway. Now, she was smart. Bernie Sanders sat through that shit.
He sat through
it. He was like, dirty. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, I don't.
It was wild. At one point, he's talking to this one couple, and he's telling them that he makes his daughter menstruate on the American flag so she can honor those who shed blood for this country.
He said, it got to a point where it started to look like the Chinese flag. That's when I lost it.
He said in order to separate gender roles and gender bias, he makes his son pee sitting down and his daughter pee standing up.
Yo.
And then
that's real shit right there, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, that's real shit.
That shit was funny, bro.
Make your daughter's pee standing
up. Fuck gender roles, nigga. Yeah. Make that bitch stand up.
Hike that leg up and piss like a lady.
Like a lady. Like a lady man boy.
Like a real nigga bitch.
Like a real nigga bitch. Oh, man. They're going to cancel us.
I don't know why iTunes hasn't gotten us the fuck out of here yet.
They clearly don't listen to the episodes.
They don't review the content. Because, boy, what I got up out of here.
They don't review the content.
Hell no.
They don't render anything. We do all the rendering they just say, around here.
Send it through. All right, yep. Send it through.
The reviews look good, so it must be good.
They get 5 stars.
thank you for the ratings.
Thanks. Keep rating.
Yeah, please. Share it with your mom. Yeah, don't do that. Nah, don't do that.
Listen, man.
Don't. What else we got on there?
We got... All right, so basically, we hit kind of all the topics we wanted to hit.
You see?
And now we have topics that you want us to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So, I asked on Twitter, Instagram, so did Elsie, about, you know, things you want to hear us discuss or talk about or whatever. And we got a little bit of feedback. Back feed.
here you go.
So one of them, one of these is from the homie Dion. Dion always comes through with the fire.
Shout out Dion.
She's got two questions, things he wants to us to discuss. The first thing, both dealing with relationships to a point. So she asks, what are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers
are, for you people who live on a rock and don't know what that means. Deal breakers are things that
break the deal.
You can't get past, and like you, well, it's like a deciding factor whether or not you'll deal with a person. And I don't know mine's off the bat.
Yeah, up top. I mean, it's hard for me because, you know, I've been with my girl for a long time.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But I don't know. If I had to like really think about it, like probably like transportation. If you don't have a car, deal breaker. I don't know, we're just too old. Like, you need to have transportation now. Like, I'm not always going to be trying to be like, come, I'm not always going to come to see you. Like, we got to be able to meet somewhere. I'm not going to do all this fucking driving.
That's fair.
You got to have transportation. You got to be at least working on it. At least trying. If you're like, oh, I don't drive, well, bitch, I don't like you. So, like,
well, bitch, I don't like you.
We're just too old now.
You got to, for me,
I feel like that would be a deal breaker for me.
For me, deal breaker, you got to be fucking.
Gotta be fucking. Oh, they can't be like, no. You gotta wait till marriage.
You gotta wait alone. Nah, to be fair, I think a deal breaker is if you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
If you're just like not funny, not even not funny, but just like,
if you don't think the things that I think is funny.
Yeah, is like, if I'm just constantly looking at a dry face.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse. And I'm like, bro, I don't even want to be around you.
Yeah.
I want to be with somebody that like gets me out of my own head, because I'm always in my own head, and you know, I'm always thinking in my head, and I don't like to stay in there because it's not the most pleasant of places sometimes.
Man, that's true.
So I need somebody that's like almost like my escape. And if you can't, even though sometimes that can be a burden to place on people, and I know it's probably not fair all the time, but if you're somebody that just adds stress or doesn't relieve what I got going on, then I feel like it's no point in having you around because you don't add anything to my life.
Yeah. Just weighing me down.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, it's like, I could deal with this shit at home for free.
Home for free.
Yeah, instead of wasting gas and paying for dinner and listen to you just be bland.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely can't do bland people.
Yeah, man, have a fucking personality, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, not having a personality will be a deal breaker, obviously. Well, I mean, all right, well, obviously, you're not even going to talk to that kind of person. So what would be a deal breaker, I guess, for a person that you were interested in? Like, I guess that's probably what she means anyway.
Yeah.
A person you're interested in. So, yeah, I would still use not having a car. Jordan, would you have a deal breaker? You at your 17-year-old self?
Yes, we have Jordan.
All you do is play Fortnite. What, if she don't play Fortnite, then well, bitch got a step?
If she doesn't know what a golden scar is, I don't know what to tell her. She can hit the bricks.
Deal breaker for me?
Speak loud. You're not on the mic, my friend.
I say she has to dress right. Like, she has to, like, know how to, like...
Okay, she can't look like a bum.
Yeah.
She got to be able to dress.
Okay.
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 Okay. Yeah, that's true.
So, okay. So, no.
Like, say, like,
no,
she,
truck, no truck fit.
Yeah, no truck fit. Like, if you saw her, like, somewhere and she looked nice, and then after, every time after that, she just looked bummy, that's a deal breaker. Okay. Like, damn, bitch, you live like this? I guess that's another one, being clean.
Yeah. What is a deal breaker for someone? I'm interested in them, but yeah, it's, like, something I can't get past.
It would be like bad communication.
I tolerate,
like,
a lot of shit.
Yeah,
though.
Like, if somebody, like, if they don't text you back, if they don't call you back,
if they're not, if they, you know what?
Is that a deal breaker?
I want to sound like a wild pussy for saying this, but I can't deal with somebody if they're not. If they're not, I can't deal with somebody if they're not affectionate.
Affectionate?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm a very touchy feely. Like, yeah.
I want to be the big spoon.
I want to be the big spoon and the little spoon is the same toy. And if you're not gonna be the big spoon, the little spoon, you get the fuck out the kitchen.
I feel like, yeah, I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah,
that's definitely a deal breaker. Somebody doesn't even, if they don't even act like they like you, like,
yeah, me. Like, do you like me, bitch? Like, or do you like these dinners? Like,
what the fuck you like this food? Yeah. You like these platters that I'm giving you? Yeah. Is that it? That's it.
You like these motherfucking 2 for 20s, huh, bitch? Because you always take food home when you leave.
Yeah, that's
you don't
right.
Ever just leave shit around. You always got lunch for work tomorrow. Fuck out of here.
Oh man. Yeah, I think that would probably be it for me.
Yeah, that's...
I don't have many. It's hard. That's harder for me since, you know, I ain't got to worry about that. I'm good.
Oh.
What else?
Another question from the homie Dion. Mm-hmm. She says, discuss how you would feel about when a girl you talk to in a relationship drastically changes their hairstyle / look. For example, like, if you had a girl and she had a long weave for a long time, mm-hmm. then she wants to do the big chop, do the 3-inch natural afro. Mm-hmm. Or if a girl has braids and then she wants to go straight up bald. Mm-hmm. Would it, is it, if that happens with a chick that you're with or you're talking to, is it wrong if you are not attracted to her anymore?
I wouldn't say it's wrong, but it's not right because it's her hair. You know what I'm saying? It's her. Like, if that's what she wants to do, then that's what she wants to do. I feel like if my girl wanted to, like, cut all her hair off tomorrow, I wouldn't, like, stop her.
That's different, though, Elsie. You've been with your girl
even
for,
so,
like, a trillion years.
It doesn't matter. That's just my opinion on that topic. Like, it wouldn't matter. Like, if that's what you... If you want to cut your hair off, go ahead and cut it off. If I don't like it, I will tell you. Like, I'm not really feeling it, but I'm not going to... You can't help what you like at the end of the day. If you like long hair and she cuts it off and you don't like long hair and you don't that's just your, you know, your preference. But if you try to bash her for it, then that's where it gets fuzzy. Like, you know, everybody has a preference. Right. Like, you're not gonna. I feel like it's rude if you're like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck with you no more because of just that. You can tell me you have a preference. But I don't. It gets fuzzy. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But to me, I don't think I would. It wouldn't affect me that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. At least I don't think. I don't think it would be like. Yeah, I would tell you like if I don't like it or not. But that's about it.
I don't know with this one. This is hard. I guess it all depends on how long you've been with the person.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're talking to someone. And you started feeling them. Like, say you just been talking for a month. Mm-hmm. I think you're fully within your right to be like, man, this is not what I signed up for, and duck out. But especially if you're in a relationship with somebody, you got to eat that. You got to ride out with the person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking, all bets are off. Like, yo, not feeling that. Will you get the fuck out of my face? Catch you on Instagram.
Does the reasoning matter? Like, if she was like, oh, I cut it because of this. I did it because I have to. Because
it shouldn't.
I didn't have a choice.
It's
or,
shitty if the girl's like, I had to go bald because I'm sick.
No, not I don't mean like because of that. I mean like if she was like, oh, my hair was damaged, it was destroyed, I had to cut it.
I'm like, that's fine,
but I gotta go.
Tell me when it heals back up again.
Tell me when you get them inches back.
Yeah, I think it all depends on the context, like how long you've been with the person, what's your level of involvement with said person. If you're in a relationship, I think it's you just got to stick that one out. Mm-hmm. If you just talking or you just met, you've been talking for a week or two, mm-hmm. and they decide I'm going to do a big chop.
Hey, man, hey,
chop
listen,
the fuck out of there.
If like, she cute, she cute. She going to be cute regardless, more than likely. Hey, listen, man.
No, 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 because some girls, regardless. They have, like, I know a lot of girls that have big heads, but they have a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. And then when they take that hair off.
I don't think like, I've ever seen a girl who was very pretty with their hair become unattractive once they cut it off. I don't think I've ever seen that. Because even Sanaa Lathan did it, and she wasn't attractive, but yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
It was off. It was off. It was off.
Well, it was different because we'd never seen her without hair.
She lost something there, though. You lost something there.
It was just very different.
You didn't want to post her up like in Love and Basketball. You didn't want to. You want to be like,
wasn't the same.
You're going to let her go on another team. Like,
yeah, get the fuck out of here. If I win, you got to play one on one for my heart.
I got
I got
more.
I got practice.
But you're injured. Yeah, I still
got
practice.
It doesn't matter. I got to go.
So that's where I feel on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the end of the day, I don't think it would affect me much.
Mm-hmm. What else do we got? We got another. Hold on, let me just look because we're in the on the tweeter. Look at fucking. Nadir, she hit us up, said, mm-hmm. "What do y'all feel about dating while broke?" I said, "Don't."
I've been doing it my whole life. There's that.
I think
depends on how broke we're talking.
Yeah, we gotta define what broke is.
Yeah.
If you're broke, as in like
always asking for shit, like you have no money. Like you don't even pay your own bills. Like you can't pay bills, or you can't like. Support yourself, feed yourself.
Not self-sufficient.
Yeah. If you're broke like that, you don't need to be dating nobody.
Word.
You need to be dating a job.
Yeah, you need to be dating Indeed.com.
Yeah, that's it. But like if you
date a resume, bitch.
Yeah. If you have enough money to pay your bills and if you're paying your bills, you're not broke.
Yeah.
That's not broke to me. If you have enough money to pay for stuff and you can do things and you can pay your bills and you're chilling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to define what broke is.
That's not broke.
If broke is you can live, you living your life,
yeah.
but you're just not balling, mm-hmm. you can date somebody.
Yeah. If you're out here asking niggas for money and you don't have a job.
If you're out here sucking dick for money.
We're going to bash the sex workers?
I'm sorry. Liberated women.
Hey. I mean, if you're sucking dick for money,
horse, sluts,
you're making your money easier than I am.
Skanks, dots,
get how you live. Somebody got to do it, right?
Skeezes.
Niggas be mad if somebody didn't do it. Like, damn, bitch, you're not gonna suck. Like, come on, imagine that. Imagine if all the prostitutes in the world were like, you know what? I'm going to college.
Oh no!
The world would flip upside down.
Listen, that's
it'd be a cold place.
That's the end times.
Oh man, the purge would be real after that.
Yeah.
Oh man, but if you're like, if you can't support yourself and you're constantly asking people for money, you don't need to be dating nobody.
Yeah. What can you provide?
You bring nothing to the table. So yeah, dating while broke. If that's the case, yeah, you don't need to be doing that.
At all.
Not at all. But if you're out here paying your bills and you know, you're living check to check momentarily because of the situation you're in and the job you have, also, you probably shouldn't date either, but I wouldn't consider you broke.
Why would you want to date while broke?
Exactly. You're not going to really want to.
To always have that pressure of like, yo, am I going to be able to pay for dinner?
Yeah.
Am I going to have gas to go see the person?
Exactly.
No, God forbid if I gotta pick this person up,
mm-hmm.
and then like you fuck it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Focus on you. You have bigger problems to worry about, like this bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the definition of what broke is. If that's your definition of broke, then yeah, don't do it. But if you're just at some point where you're just not balling, But sometimes having money constraints while dating can be a benefit because it'll test how creative you are.
Yeah.
With like a date. Like, true. Sometimes you can like go on a walk or go to a park. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you peasants do when you don't have money. You have it, bring it. My favorite, bring it to the house and have sex.
my personal favorite.
You don't spend a dime. Don't spend a dime.
Oh man. Yeah, dating while broke isn't a good idea.
You know what niggas? I heard what niggas' favorite ones is.
What?
When you bring.
This about to be some shiesty shit. Oh,
man. You don't. Nah, I can't say it because I.
Nah, you gotta say it.
Now. I can't get that. Nah, one
you
up.
Gotta say it.
Oh, you gotta man. Say it now. Fuck.
Yep, you put yourself in the predicament.
Well, a good one, fellas. I'm going to give y'all some game. If you're dating while broke, mm-hmm. You don't spend a dime. If you happen to have your own place, mm-hmm. Or you have a situation where you have a free opportunity to the house, mm-hmm. Yo, invite a shorty over and cook for her, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. You don't spend no money.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'm sure she'd actually appreciate that.
There's no traveling involved. Like, when I said it, it sounds shiesty than what it is, but it's actually kind of sweet.
It's actually, yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that when I'm, if I really want to see someone, mm-hmm. But I know money doesn't allow for it. But this is pockets of broke, not when this is my life of broke.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't
this
seen.
Is, I just don't have money right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that happens.
Just make sure that period doesn't extend past a certain amount of time.
Exactly.
Don't be doing this every week for like 6 months. No. This is good for about 2 to 3 weeks.
You can't use this max. Card. Yeah, you can't use this card every time. You can't pull out this cheat code every
time. Yeah. This is a hold you over till next time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. I like, you know, shorty over. I cook because I'm a really good cook, I believe. Mm-hmm. I cook something, eat, watch TV, Netflix. Everything is handled. I don't spend a dime.
She don't spend no money.
She don't spend no money except gas. But I think it's a win-win. Everybody wins. Quality time is spent.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's a little gem for the men's out there. For the ladies too.
Yeah.
Invite old bull over and you can cook, man. Listen.
You'll definitely
invite
that.
A dude over and cook for him, man. You don't gotta worry about nothing.
Yeah.
Until he cheats on you. What else?
Until the next joint does it the next day for him. So
yeah.
He ain't paying for no meals all weekend.
What else? We got a young man. Yeah, you know this trend. People getting married all young and shit.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
I don't know either. I don't know what people are. Why people are so fascinated in it? I think it's because divorce is so popular now. That people are just like, if it don't work out, we'll just get a divorce. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Same as breaking
up. It's like a get out of jail.
Yeah. Because back in the day, when people got married, they didn't get divorced. They stayed together.
Nope.
Divorce was frowned upon.
Niggas that have whole three or four families.
Exactly. Niggas would not get a divorce, though. They will stay married.
That second wife would eat it, too.
Yep. You had to.
Know her Christmases was rough. Her kids wasn't getting the same love as the main kids.
They weren't getting they gifts until December 26th.
Nah, they didn't get their gifts until after income tax in February and March.
Yeah, I see. But that's funny, though, actually, because I know this one girl, she actually was married twice already.
Really?
And the girl is only like, she's younger than us, so she's probably like 23 now. But she's one of the military Jones. Like, you know how they be doing.
Oh, yeah.
They be getting married like... Like, you want to get married? I'm like, well, we're only 12.
Relationship. People who get in relationships. We're only 12. People who get in relationships really fast are military people and lesbians.
And niggas going to jail.
and niggas going to jail.
He said it, lesbians.
Lesbians be in love.
Well,
fast.
That's the thing about this girl. She was married to two men, and now she's with a lesbian. She's with a girl. So
she's going to be married next week.
Yeah, they'll be married very soon.
Yep.
So
it's going to be a hella who's wearing the tuxedo situation.
we'll both wear tuxedos.
Yeah.
Because fluidity.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, nigga. Like, yeah, that caught me by surprise.
It's 2018. Why not?
Yeah, look. I don't know why people.
She about to braid her dreads back for that tuxedo pick.
Oh, man. Lesbians are just very predictable?
Funny? Predictable.
Yo, did you know that the D word, the word dyke, is a slur?
Fuck out of here.
Did you know that?
No.
I just learned this.
Who said that?
I saw it on Twitter, actually.
Really?
And it was a lesbian that told me that. She said, yes, it's a slur. I was like, oh, shit. That's never crazy. Knew. Yeah, I think that's because it was just, like, kind of part of our slang out here.
Okay.
And so.
I mean, I'm still going to say the shit.
I mean, I'm going to still say it and dare somebody to stop me. Like, what the?
Like, that's some bullshit. I did not know that. But
I didn't either. But
I will be more mindful of that in the future.
Yeah, I will too. I never thought about it. I've never had anyone tell me it was. I've never heard anyone say, you probably shouldn't say that. So. I mean, I'm not in that community.
I'm not. I'm not aware of the trends.
And exactly. And I assume that means it's along the lines of the F word.
So keep me abreast.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, you know, let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
What's the new words for?
I mean,
we'll use flippity floppity floop.
Yeah, flippity floops.
Yeah, these flippity floops.
And zinger flams.
Yeah. So. These rinky dinks.
Silly nannies. So. Yeah, let us know. But yeah, back to this whole marriage thing. I don't know why people are getting married so young. I assume, like I said, it's because of the divorce thing.
I like what you were saying before about the whole marriage thing, how the divorce thing was on track. I think it's how divorce is so common nowadays.
Very common.
Is that if people are so used to like seeing their parents or whatever break up, they want to just like rush into a marriage and like achieve that quote-unquote perfect marriage that they think of, and they don't realize that they're fucking 22 and they need to explore.
Yeah.
And then they grow up, you know, you resent each other about it after about a year or two. Mm-hmm. Then you get divorced. God knows if you have a kid in between that time.
Which is likely.
Likely.
In this day and age, everybody fucking having kids
now. You already know.
Sheesh.
Nutting you, gang. So that's what happens a lot, I think.
Yeah.
People romanticize the idea of a perfect marriage because they're so used to not seeing it in their own lives. Because the divorce rate is so high, people see their parents get divorced. They just want to recreate that idea of a family that society has put on them. Like, this is what.
I only know a handful of people whose parents are even still married.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know a lot. Very small handful.
Yeah, very small.
It's just so common.
I was like, damn, your parents still got it. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you congratulate
me. Yeah, you're like, yo, that's what's...
Like, damn, like, you're lucky.
It'd be like when a nigga tell you he graduated from college. Like, yo, that's what's up.
Yeah, like, your parents...
Like, yo, you just got your master's degree? That's what's up. Oh, your parents still
together?
Your
mom and dad live in the same house? That's crazy.
So you don't go to your dad's on the weekend. Yo, that's what's up. Yo, that's what's up. Yo, shout out to you. You have one Christmas?
Sheesh.
That's what's up, though. That's
wild.
Damn. So you only had to worry about one Thanksgiving dinner? That's what's up.
That's lit. That's tough.
I fucks with that. I fucks with that. You have a nuclear family. I fucks with that, yo.
Oh, man. Shit crazy, man. Oh, man. But shout out to people who are getting married at young ages and regretting it a year later. You'll be all right.
Yeah. You're still young, I guess, to get it right. Just don't
be like that one girl getting divorced two times before you're fucking 23.
Yeah, don't get too washed.
Too washed.
Have some, still kind of look kind of good before you get up out of there. So you can bag something. And I know my last, very last thing that somebody asked me, all these questions seem to pertain to dating. Last one is just, Thoughts on interracial dating? I'll be blunt and simple.
Not me.
Not me. No thanks.
Nope, I'm good.
I guess.
Well, as far as interracial dating, what is that considered? Like, what do you... Like, you wouldn't date, like, a Hispanic woman?
I would, but...
Or, like, an Asian woman, a Filipino
woman. When I think interracial to me...
It's, like, white and black, usually.
White and black to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would date a Hispanic woman. I just... To me, I'm the type of dude that I just feel like... Especially... I'm not going to speak for white men, Hispanic men, or whatever. Mm. I just feel like as a black man myself, I feel like there's no better person out there for me
than a black woman.
Yeah. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
She's going to understand me, what I face every day when I go out there in that white world and just deal with shit. You know what I mean? She's going to understand.
And you'll have a better understanding of each other. Like,
better understanding of... I want to know what she deals with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just certain family things. Just,
she's going to understand me more than a Hispanic girl. She'll have an idea. A Hispanic woman will have an idea. Mm-hmm. But she'll never know, really. That way more than a white woman ever would. Mm. Not to say that you can't find attraction in somebody. Mm. I'm just a little pessimistic in the fact that, it'll work.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, it'll work, but for how long?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, in all interracial relationships, to me, there's just a big clock, countdown clock over top of each of them shits. To when them shits blow up.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most respectful way possible. Uh-huh. It's not... Yeah. I don't think that's the...
Yeah. I don't know. As far as other races other than white, I feel like I think I could date, like, you know, a Hispanic, I don't know, like a Filipino or something like that. Like, but as far as a white person, I feel like I just couldn't do it. Like, there's no relation to me. Like, they just can't relate. And I'm too much of a nigga for that. I feel like it just wouldn't work. I don't know. This is me. I mean, I don't mind when other people. I'm not one of those people. When I see like a black dude with a white girl or a white dude with a black girl, and I'm just looking at him, I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, that's not me. I mean, I don't care. Do what you do, but me personally, I don't know. I don't think I could. I'd rather be with a black woman.
Absolutely, all day.
I would rather be with a black woman. Another woman of color. Sure, it might work. Who knows?
Black woman is optimal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Black women reign supreme.
Yeah.
So.
That's
how
I feel.
Got anything else?
Not really.
Ew, excuse me.
Not really.
Good? I think we're good. We good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have anything. You have any final thoughts, anything pressing on your mind you want to talk about before we get up out of here?
Eagles won the Super Bowl 2018.
Yes, Eagles did win the Super Bowl. Suck my dick. Fucking suck bitches. Suck my dick from the motherfucking side, nigga.
Niggas ain't going to let you forget.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck ever. Out of here. I'll never let you niggas forget.
Never, ever.
Huh?
Never, ever. Hey. That might be on next tab. Hey. I might get the...
I know what I want. Yeah, what I want to talk about, man. Fuck the Lakers fans, man.
What?
Fuck the Lakers, man.
What, for saying that Brandon Ingram
might have
a career than Ben Simmons?
I saw some tweets said Brandon Ingram was going to have a better career than Ben Simmons. Nigga, take motherfucking all that dick up your mouth.
Facts.
And apply yourself to something. Get a job. Because only a homeless ass nigga would say some shit like that.
Only a Cowboys fan would say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all
What the fuck? Like, nigga, I don't watch a lot of... I know a spade is spade, my nigga. I know one is better than the other one, my nigga.
Yeah. It's not like we watch Brandon Ingram every night, but we know for a fact that he ain't going to be better than no damn Ben Simmons.
He ain't, and he's never going to be.
He isn't, and he won't be.
It is what it is, my G.
Now, nobody's saying he's bad.
Yeah.
Not saying that. Not saying he's trash.
Not saying he's trash. I just know Ben Simmons is way better.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay. Well, he's skinny like KD. What the fuck does that mean to me? Mm-hmm. He's gonna be the next KD because he's small. He puts up points.
Fuck out
of
here, nigga.
No, he's a fucking twig.
Fuck out of here. And Todd McCullough was 7 feet tall. Fuck out of here.
Greg Gordon was like 7'3", nigga.
So,
I don't give a shit about that.
People have no basketball. People have no sports knowledge.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh man.
Is that our final thought?
I think that is my final. I didn't want that to be my final thought. Let's talk about Ben Simmons.
It is what it is, though.
And Ben, you gotta stop fucking with these Kardashians, man.
It's only because he can't stay out of L.A.
Get right, bro.
He can't stay out of L.A., man.
You making me nervous, cuz.
You making me nervous, too. I don't like
him out there. So, fix that shit, bro. I know you're listening. Not really, but I know you are.
He listening.
He absolutely listens. He absolutely listens to the pod. But that's it for me.
I'm good.
I'm good? Mm-hmm. I'm good, too. you guys already know what it is. It's been Not That Serious. The podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. You follow us on Twitter at NTS Pod. You follow us on SoundCloud, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Music. Follow us all there. It's Not That Serious the Podcast or Not That Serious Podcast.
Hey, how's it looking for Spotify?
I'm going to resubmit.
I thought they sent us something. I don't know.
Did they? I'm not sure.
Maybe they did.
Spotify is very tough nut to crack. I think part of what may keep us off of Spotify is the fact that we play music in our intros and outros.
Oh, yeah.
So that might keep us off, which will bring us to my next point. Yeah, we're still looking for beats for intros and outros. Custom so we can branch out and do more things so we have a little more brand, a little more branding. What else? Make sure you listen. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Rate 5 stars. Nothing less than that. Yeah.
IGTV coming soon.
IGTV visuals.
Yep.
Shout out to this shit. That shit good.
Oh yeah, that shit good. We're teaming up with them soon. You'll figure it out when you see it. You'll know. You'll know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you see it, you'll know.
But other than that.
Well, that's it for me. This has been it's Big Mike.
LZ.
It's Not That Serious, bro. Peace.
It's your brrr.
Indeed.
How I keep them going under. It's like a jungle outside. Sometimes I wonder how I keep them going under. We scream Black Lives Matter, but we still toting ladders. Watching our own brothers trying to get at us. Dreams get shattered when a scene full of crackers and they charge you with some shit you ain't do. You like what happened? We go get lawyers, say shit we don't know how to talk. They taught us to hate each other before we learn how to walk. Mama taught you how to fight before she taught you how to write. And daddy locked down in the cell, can kiss you night. Monsters under the bed, every night feel like a fright night. Coke fumes in the air, mama holding on that pipe tight. And you catch a contact, but never mind that. In a world where black is wrong and white right, it's like a combat. We go to war for our freedom, they said we equal. I used to wanna play like Randall and be an eagle. I used to play the quarterback, my dog would go receiver. That was to the ball, got flapped by a dope needle on the pavement. It's amazing, this environment we was raised in. On them papers, one mistake and I'm getting caged in. You gotta feel me, feel like the system trying to kill me. Got arrested and the charges have won. For popping willies, stay woke.
Stop or rush the fan. Still prevail through the hell. Yeah. Can you believe it? We're still on.
Picture me 10 years younger with some tats on my face. Taking a bunch of Xannies with the strap on my waist. Pointing it at the camera like mama ain't teach me manners. Trying to see more bills like I'm headed to Alabama. No way. I can't judge them, I'm just trying to understand them. Cause I used to pop perks, pour purple in my phantom. Had me swerving in my phantom like I'm running from my dreams. I was headed for the dilemma, I was planting all the seeds for them to bury me. I had my whole family mad at me. Fell deep in love with the game and it married me. Judge said I give you a chance, just don't embarrass me.